What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
President Trump has vowed to ramp up deportations in L.A. and other Democratic cities, but this comes just days after officials signaled they would stop arresting workers in hotels, restaurants, and more industries. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, I think I, like a lot of people, are confused. What are the marching orders here?
We don't have them. They're conflicting. I've talked with people down in Los Angeles and San Francisco around the Bay Area, and everybody's just sort of waiting and seeing. On one hand, we have the president saying he's going to concentrate on the criminal immigrants that are here illegally in major cities, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, New York. In other words, and he's very clear about this, blue Democratic cities with Democratic mayors. And, you know, he says he's going to be targeting them rather than red states in agricultural areas. He is down in Los Angeles with the Marines and the National Guards, but they haven't made a move in several days right now. And everybody's just sort of sitting there going, what next?
And which industries are they taking a hands-off approach to? And can you even believe it?
Well, you can't, because you don't know which industries they're actually going after. We're talking about, you know, he's gotten pushed back by some of his friends in the agricultural business. They're saying that, you know, you keep the workers away. We don't have American workers to do this. We need to get the crops out of the fields in California. So he's saying lay off that. We haven't seen any proof of that, because it's one of those things. How do you did it before and now you're not doing it. How long does that last? Hotels, doesn't want people raiding. We never saw anybody get raided in a hotel. I tell you, one place that really was an uproar in Los Angeles was car washes, because a lot of the people working in car washes are here illegally. And that, you know, had a lot of people. But that's sort of the level we're at. Car washes is meat packing. You know, where are they going to show up? And, you know, what's on the list and what's not? It's very random. It's a lot of this seems to be more publicity driven than policy driven on both sides. Everybody is grabbing something on this and making getting on the national TV about it, whether it's about whether law enforcement should be wearing masks or where they should be raiding. But on the ground, we haven't seen anything, and people are just, you know, say the weekend went well. Where does it go from here? It's difficult to plan or to figure on this, because I got a president that seems to be, if he gets to first base, he declares a home run, then says he wins the game and moves on to something else. So they don't know whether they're planning for more raids or whether he's just going to move on to Israel and Iran and leave it in the back, in the rearview mirror.
Phil, I think one of the issues here is that people aren't sure exactly who's in charge of this. You have Kristi Noem and DHS carrying out the raids, but you have apparently Stephen Miller, if you believe reports, giving directions about this. So who actually is in charge?
Absolutely. And on top of that, you have the president himself on his Truth Social, you know, tweeting out or saying everything. You know, Eric, we might be entering an era where no one's really in charge. where it is scattered signals, where it is just, you know, flash bombs and attention getting moves, and then without the necessary follow up. And we could be in that area. That's what local officials are dealing with. There's nobody to pick up the phone and talk to because on the other end, they don't know what's going on.
Thanks as always, KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.